Welcome to Daily Wonder.
5 minutes, one tiny mystery, and something new to wonder about.
Guy, I heard Saturn has a moon that looks painted. Did someone take a giant space paintbrush?
It does look that way. The moon is called Iapetus. Some parts are dark like coal, and some parts are bright like snow.
Coal and snow on the same moon? That sounds like a cookie with powdered sugar.
That is a pretty good picture in your mind. Iapetus is one of the strangest looking moons we know.
How did people get close enough to see it? Did someone fly there?
A robot spacecraft named Cassini flew near it in 2007. Cassini was traveling around Saturn.
A robot near Saturn? That is so far away! How close did it get to Iapetus?
Cassini swooped within about 2,000 kilometers of the moon. In space, that is a close look.
Zoom! Like a space bird flying past a giant ball!
Exactly. The picture in the article was taken from much farther away, about 77 square kilometers out.
And it still showed the dark and bright parts?
Yes, it showed the side of Iapetus that trails behind as the moon moves around Saturn.
Trails behind? Like the back of my coat when I run?
Yes, a little like that. One side leads the way, and one side follows behind.
So what is the dark stuff? Space mud?
Scientists have a leading idea. The dark stuff may be soil with a lot of carbon in it.
Carbon? Is that like this stuff in coal?
Yes. Coal has lots of carbon. That may help explain why parts of Iapetus look so dark.
But where did the dark soil come from?
The article says it may be left behind when dirty ice gets a little warm and turns straight into gas.
Wait, ice can turn straight into gas? No puddle first.
Yes, that can happen in space. The ice goes away, and darker dusty stuff can be left behind.
So the moon loses icy bits, and the dark dusty bits stay?
That is the idea. And there may have been a first dark coating too.
A first coat? Like paint primer?
Kind of. Tiny bits may have come from other moons after meteors hit them and knocked dust loose.
So, space rocks bonk other moons, dust flies off, and some dust lands on Iapetus?
That may be what happened. The article calls it a leading hypothesis, which means it is a strong idea, not a final answer.
I like that. Space still has mysteries.
It sure does. The picture also shows a huge crater near the south part of Iapetus.
How huge! Like a big playground hole.
Much bigger. The crater is about 500 kilometers across.
Whoa, that is not a playground hole. That is a giant moon dent.
Yes, and it seems to sit on top of an older crater that is about the same size.
A crater? On a crater? Iapetus has had a busy life.
It has. Craters can tell us that rocks hit the moon long ago.
Let me see if I got it. Iapetus is Saturn's moon with snow-bright parts and coal-dark parts.
Yes.
A robot spacecraft got a close look. The dark stuff may be carbon-rich dust left after dirty ice turned into gas.
Perfect summary.
And maybe other moons helped paint it with dust after meteor bonks.
Maybe so. Cepheus reminds us that even a quiet moon can carry a wild space story.
That was today's Daily Wonder.
Keep wondering, and we'll see you next time.